It's 7:45. The 105-day legislative session is underway in Olympia. The two-year state budget will be a priority for both chambers. Governor Jay Inslee has already outlined what he wants to spend money on after releasing details of his proposed roughly $54 billion budget, including reshaping the state's mental health system and ORCA recovery. KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us live to talk about the two-year spending plan and other issues regarding the session. Austin, lawmakers are already getting briefed on the governor's budget. Will having a Democratic majority help get more of what he wants?
It will, Kirsten, but I think it's also fair to say that what the governor has proposed is a big leap in spending, 20% over the current budget, $10 billion more in spending. He's proposing an array of taxes to do this. And Democrats, with their newfound majority, will have the votes to get more of his priorities, more Democratic priorities through, but they also have to be mindful of not overreaching, overstepping, overtaxing, doing something that could hurt them in the next election.
Well, the governor has his State of the State address today. What can we expect to hear?
Well, first off, I think just for context, because he's contemplating a run for president, I think we may want to listen and watch this speech a little bit more through a national lens to be thinking about how he might be telegraphing to reporters elsewhere and to a national audience potentially why he thinks Washington is the sort of example for the nation and how to run a state, in terms of what we're doing, the policies we're adopting, and how that could translate nationally. Now, it won't be a direct correlation, but I just think that that's a lens through which to watch this speech. We expect him to be talking about climate change. It's his top priority. He'll be talking about mental health, which is a top priority for the governor and the legislature. I'm sure he'll be talking about ORCA recovery. And again, I just think that what makes this State of the State speech unique and interesting is that it comes at a time when this governor is thinking about a run for national office.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of people will be listening for any hints he might be dropping, as you mentioned. And he was kind of forceful last week, saying he was going to be putting Washington first, even as he's going to be doing some traveling and still contemplating that run for president. So it'll be interesting to see what words he uses in the speech.
It will. And really what he's been doing is talking about the successes that he feels Washington can claim. That includes an economy that is doing well, but it also includes many of the Democratic priorities that have passed, especially in the last year, paid family leave, for example. The reality is here at home, this governor and this legislature face some very vexing problems. The mental health system is arguably in crisis, and even though they've been investing in it, there is a lot more work to do, and nothing is going to happen quickly in terms of turning this aircraft carrier, if you will, that is mental health. Another area of concern and crisis is the foster care and child welfare system, where we have a lack of placements, a lack of foster parents, much more complex cases, kids out of state and nowhere to bring them home to. So there are some very difficult issues facing this governor, facing this legislature. At the same time, the narrative that he wants to tell the nation is about the successes. And so I think we're going to hear a lot about that in the speech today. I also think he's going to acknowledge that there's hard work to be done, and he's going to encourage this legislature to move quickly. Climate change, he's really looking for some wins there this year, Kirsten.
After the governor's address, how does the rest of the week look as lawmakers settle into the session?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is the fire hose time of the session. You've got dozens of bills being introduced every day, dozens of committee hearings happening. There are 28 new lawmakers, so a lot of what's happening is these committees are just trying to get members oriented and on the same page to the topics that their respective committees will be dealing with. But even with those sort of orientations happening, there's still a slew of bills getting heard. Let me just run through a list for you. Sentencing reform bills, a bill to require prepaid postage for election ballots, consumer privacy issues being heard, designating the Pacific Razor Clam as the state clam, a hugely important bill down here, he says tongue-in-cheek, homelessness issues, climate change legislation is already getting teed up, the state of transportation, just what is going on in Washington's transportation system, a topic of particular interest to Seattle area drivers this week, redistricting coming up in 2020, and raising the age of smoking to 21, not a new issue, but one that's getting a lot of backing this year.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live, as he does every Tuesday at this time, on 88.5's Morning Edition.